Well, good morning and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show from WJBM Studio in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-County. And this morning, from Carrollton High School, the FFA president, Maggie Bland. Welcome, Maggie.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, Maggie. Another president. I love getting presidents in because that makes me feel really special to have presidents. How long have you been president?
Just this year, but yeah. I've served as the vice president and the reporter for my chapter as well.
Okay. So, FFA, Future Farmers of America. Now, do you live on a farm?
Yes, I do.
Yeah? All your life?
Yes.
Yes? How about your dad and mom?
Yes. I live outside of Eldred on a farm with my parents, Steve and Julie, and my four siblings.
Your four
siblings? Three siblings.
Three siblings.
There's four of us.
Three siblings. What do you got, brothers, sisters? What do you have?
I have two sisters and a brother.
Are you the oldest?
I'm the youngest.
You're the youngest?
Yep.
All right. Do you still keep them in line? Do you run the household? A lot of times the youngest one runs the household.
Well, right now I'm normally the only one that's home.
Oh.
Because they're both... all three of them are either in college or out of college.
And so you get all the attention from your parents.
Yeah.
Now, you're a senior, so you're going to graduate. Where are you going to school?
I plan on going to Lincolnland Community College in Springfield. I plan on studying agricultural communications.
Boy, you are all in on agriculture, aren't you?
Yeah.
Gotta love that. What do you like about agriculture, farming?
Kind of everything. I've really just grown up around it, so it's been something that's been a part of my life. And I feel as if agriculture is around us everywhere, and it supports us. So,
well, we got to have it. Yeah. Otherwise, we'll go hungry. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it feeds the world,
yep.
Agriculture. Now, you are Section 13 FFA president.
Yes.
So what's Section 13? What's that mean?
So in Illinois FFA... FFA, it's divided into different, I guess, I won't say different sections because section is a part of it. It's divided into different areas. So I'm in the Carrollton chapter. So the chapters are all the high schools that have their own FFA program. And the chapters are divided into sections. So right now, being in Jerseyville, we're in Section 15, but I'm in Section 13 living in Carrollton. So it's divided into different sections, and those sections are divided into districts, and the districts all make up the state.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about, you're a senior, so you've been in an FFA class every year since you've been in school?
Yes, I've been involved in FFA and ag classes all 4 years.
Okay. Who's your teacher?
Blaine Hartwick.
Is he a good teacher?
Yeah.
Was he a farmer too?
Yes, he is a farmer.
Okay. Was he from Carrollton or did he come from?
Yeah, I think he's always been from Carrollton.
Okay, that's nice. So what, like if you're a freshman, you go into FFA, what are the classes like? What are you learning first?
As a freshman at Carrollton, you would be taking Intro to Ag. So you'd be learning all the basics about agriculture and everything that's part of that. But you'd also be learning all the basics about FFA and all the contests and everything. So you'd get your base knowledge that you can use in the other 3 years that you're in high school.
And then sophomore year, you're going up, advancing. What happens in your sophomore
year? Sophomore, junior year, it's kind of a... There's different classes that you can take in between those 2 years, like basic ag science, horticulture, landscaping, or vet science.
Okay.
And ag business.
So as the Section 13 FFA president, what are your duties?
So I am a part of the Section 13 officer team. So I'm the president, but there's also the vice president, reporter, secretary, treasurer, sentinel, and historian. So we all make up a team, and we lead our section. So all the high schools, all the chapters within our section, we lead them at contests and everything. We host the LTS, which is Leadership Training School. So we're teaching them leadership skills. And then we also have our chapter banquet section banquet, excuse me. Yeah.
Before when we talked, you said... You mentioned Ag Legislative Day. What is Ag Legislative Day? Tell me about that.
So Ag Legislative Day was, I think, 2 weeks ago. But it's a day that FFA members all over the state can come to the Capitol in Springfield and talk to legislators and senators and representatives and just advocate for ag and let them know how much agriculture affects our lives and let them know how much we need it and how much we need them to support it for us.
So with FFA, how has that helped you as far as in schooling and in growing up as a young person, a young lady? Mm-hmm. How's it really helped you?
FFA has really changed my life.
It has?
Yeah, completely. So as a freshman, I was really shy, and I didn't really like to talk that much, so I wasn't out of my shell like I am now, I would say. I really have learned a lot of leadership skills through FFA, as well as communication skills, but also while also learning about agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you have to give a lot of speeches in FFA?
Well, depending on where you're at. If you're an officer, I'd say you have to be able to know how to do public speaking, because as the president, I talk at banquets and just really any event, I talk in public. So, yeah.
Yeah. So I understand also that you have a couple businesses that you operate.
Yes.
Yes, that are agricultural.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me about your businesses.
So my family, we have a small produce business called Bland's Produce. My sister started it. My oldest sister, Liz, she started it whenever she was in high school because she needed a business or just a project in general to start her record books for FFA. So she started with selling sweet corn and then...
Records books. Tell me about records books.
Yeah, record books. So in FFA, you keep an SAE, which is Supervised Agriculture Experience.
Okay.
We call them record books because we're keeping records on whatever job we're in or whatever hobby.
Okay, continue on.
Yep. So my sister started selling sweet corn when she was in high school. And then once my other sister got into high school, she needed one too. So she started growing pumpkins and gourds. And then me and my brother and I, we kind of took that on once they got out of high school and they went on to college. So now we have sweet corn, popcorn, pumpkins, and gourds. And my brother started honeybees. And I started my own business of baking.
Wow. You are busy.
Yep.
Okay. The pumpkins. So they start as a little seed.
Yep.
In the ground. Right? You don't get pumpkin plants.
No, we start them from seed.
And you like in your house under a sunlight or something? Or
no,
out in the ground?
We grow too many to have them in the house. We start them in seeds. We have two fields that we have, one behind our house and one in front of our house, that we plant the sweet corn and pumpkins. We rotate them each year.
How many acres are you putting in of pumpkins and sweet corn? Just estimate.
One to two, I think.
Of each? Or all together?
I think all together. I'm not completely sure, but...
That's a lot.
It's a pretty big area, and we do it all by hand with the pumpkins. But with the sweet corn, we have a little small planter that we use.
Oh, okay. And where do you sell it at?
We sell it at farmers markets in Carrollton, but we also... So for the sweet corn, we sell it at farmers markets. But for the pumpkins... There's too many of them to transport them back and forth, so we just have a wagon in front of our house in Eldred where we set it up and we do the honor system where people can come and they pay it so that we don't have to be there 24/7.
Only in Carrollton. Only in Greene County, right? Honor system.
Yeah, we don't do that for our sweet corn because we bag it up and everything. We have to pick it all by hand and put it in the back of our truck, bring it to Carrollton, and then sell it. But...
And you also have chickens, raise eggs, right?
Yes.
You're raising eggs. You're producing eggs.
Yes. My brother has a bunch of chickens that he, I don't really know when he got them. A couple years ago, though. But we have a ton of chickens, and he raises them, and he sells their eggs.
So, but you help him, or you're doing it?
Oh, I help him when he's gone. Sometimes he's gone for college, so I have to take care of the chickens, or I just go up there just because.
Yeah.
But it's mainly his project.
So how many eggs do you collect a day?
I think around 18.
18 eggs?
Yep.
Okay. And how many chickens do you have to do 18 eggs?
Well, 18 chickens, I would say.
I didn't know.
They produce about one egg a day, probably.
Okay.
So we have over 18 chickens, but they're not all getting an egg a day,
So if a chicken's not producing, what happens to that chicken? Does he get put out to the... become dinner?
Yeah. We get new chickens. We just got some baby chicks the last couple weeks, so we're starting to get new ones to get rid of some of the older ones that aren't producing eggs.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was in the chicken business. I think I told you at one time. Yeah, I was in the chicken business. Did real well in the chicken business, or the egg business. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I got out when I realized, and this was probably 8 years ago, that I realized that it was costing me about $8 a dozen to get my eggs. But I don't know. It's pretty, and that doesn't even count the labor. That was just... Anyway, I had fun doing it.
Yeah.
And loved growing my own eggs, for sure.
Yeah, we love our chickens. They're really funny to watch.
We get fresh eggs every day, we eat fresh eggs every day. There's a local person we get our eggs from. Now, let's go into honeybees. How about them honeybees?
Yeah, we've got some honeybees at our house. My brother started it, and it was his...
Your brother starts everything, and you've got to finish it.
Well, this one my dad's kind of taken on because he found out the hard way that he's allergic to bees when he gets stung by them. So he doesn't really do it as much as he used to. So my dad's kind of taken that on. But right now we have, I think, 2 to 3 hives that we're getting honey from. We get we either get honey in the fall or in the winter. I'm not completely sure. Mm-hmm. I know we get it in the fall, but there's another time that we can get honey from them.
Oh, you don't get it all year long?
No, because we have to give them time to produce more honey once we harvest.
So do you wear like the outfit to go with them? You do?
Yeah, we have a full, it's not a full body suit because normally we just wear like jeans, like heavy duty work jeans with boots. And we make sure to like tape around the bottom so that they can't fly up your pants.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also have a big jacket that is... it's like a big heavy-duty jacket that covers our arms, and it's got a little helmet thing, too, so that they can't fly in the helmet.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about trying to do that without anything on? Just like...
Sometimes my dad does.
I wondered about that.
Because sometimes they're calm, and they don't mind. But if they get really angry, they'll start going at you.
But your dad will go out there with no suit on, helmet on.
There's been a couple times he goes out there just to check on them a little bit. But whenever he does any, like, deep hive inspections, he'll put on the full suit. Because sometimes they can get kind of mad when you do that.
Yeah, I bet they do.
Yeah.
Have you ever been stung?
I haven't, actually. Huh? We've had them for a couple years now. And I think probably only me and maybe one of my sisters hasn't been stung. Everyone else has, though.
All right.
I kind of keep my distance.
Good thinking.
Yeah.
How about, and I see here also on my notes that you're a cat lover.
Yes.
Yes. No dogs.
No, not anymore.
No dogs. Just cats.
Yeah, we used to have some hunting dogs, but they got old, so we don't have them anymore.
Yeah.
But
tell me about your cats. Why you love cats so much?
I just think cats are great. They're really fun to watch. They're pretty funny.
Yeah, what's the difference between a cat and a dog? Why are you love cats more than dogs?
I feel like cats can kind of take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Our cats are outside cats. We kind of just feed them and they're there.
Yeah.
We don't have to do anything else.
So if you want to pet them, they're there for that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they keep the mice?
Yes. They're pretty good with keeping control of the mice.
Yeah. They're probably excellent at it. Aren't they? You don't have any mice, right?
No, we have 4 cats, so we don't have any.
Yeah.
We really only have mice out in our work shed where my brother stores our chicken food. So they get them in there. So.
Uh-huh. Got any good cat stories?
not that I can think of right off the top of my head.
all right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add to this interview? You being the FFA Section 13 president. Any chance for any scholarships?
Yeah. In FFA, in agriculture, there's many opportunities for scholarships. I've applied for a ton because I'm pursuing an agriculture degree.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what would you advise to any other children coming up or any other young students? Maybe they're going into high school.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you say, hey, go to FFA, you need to take FFA classes, even if you don't live on a farm?
Yeah. So everyone kind of thinks that FFA is just for farm kids, but really it's for anyone. FFA and agriculture education, just in general, there's so many parts that isn't just agriculture. It's not just livestock and crops. You're learning about the business side of it, the science side of it, and the ag communications side of it. So there's different parts of agriculture, and it's not just working and living on a farm.
Yes.
So anyone at all, you don't have to be a farm kid. I would say join FFA. You get a lot out of it.
Big advantages.
Yes.
I mean, even in the scholarships going to college.
Yes.
And like you, being able to speak, and you're going to make your way in the world.
Yeah, you learn a lot from FFA. You learn a lot of leadership skills. You get real life experiences through the contest. There's one of the contests that we have. It's job interview. So you're getting an opportunity to go through like a mock interview like you would be for an actual job. So it's giving you that experience. So then instead of going to a job interview and completely messing it up because you have no idea, you're getting the opportunity to go through that and get that experience. So you know whenever you actually do go for a job interview, you know what you're supposed to do. So you're more than likely going to get the job.
Sure.
Because you get feedback on things you did wrong, things you did great. So it's really, you learn a lot through FFA.
Well, Maggie Bland, thanks for coming in today. I expect big things out of you, girl. I'm going to keep an eye on you because you're going to go somewhere. I can tell that.
Thank you.
Well, you have a great day and great rest of your school year.
Thank you.
Take care.